Welcome to The Ground Truth, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by ExtraHop. In this series, we'll discuss how network data helps you get to the ground source of truth for cyber attacks. ExtraHop is a cyber analytics and security provider specializing in cloud-native network detection and response for hybrid enterprises. To learn more about ExtraHop, visit extrahop.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Here with me today is Sri Sundaralingam, VP of Security and Cloud Solutions at ExtraHop. Welcome, Sri.
Thank you, Hillary. Looking forward to our conversation.
Me too. So let's dive into defending against supply chain attacks, especially with the recent SolarWinds sunburst. The Trojan supply chain attacks were sophisticated and impacted thousands of organizations around the world. So with this being so top of mind for folks and organizations, can you explain what is supply chain attack and also provide some examples?
Yeah, definitely. A supply chain attack is a cyber attack that seeks to damage an organization or gain access to its protected information by targeting less secure elements in its IT supply chain. So some high-profile examples from the past decade include 2010 Stuxnet attack on the Iranian nuclear centrifuge control systems. It was actually a supply chain attack, believe it or not, that was used to carry that out in terms of vulnerabilities in trusted software systems that was used by the Iranian government. The 2013 attack on Target's network that led to an eventual breach involved a supply chain attack on its point of sales terminal. And then the 2017 attack that led to the Equifax breach involved targeting its web servers and databases, specific software vulnerabilities related to those components that led to the breach. And then now the 2020 SolarWinds Orion Sunburst Trojan attack, these all qualify as supply chain attacks. So this is something that's not new, Hillary. In the past decade, the supply chain attacks has been evolving. And you know, if you look at them, they're all highly sophisticated attacks, right? That causes in substantial losses and setback to the victims, and along with reputational damage. And I would say, you know, there are some common elements involved in the supply chain attacks if you look at all of them. First, the adversaries usually carry out reconnaissance for long periods of time on the target organizations, right? So they're very patient in terms of coming up with their plan and implementing the attack, right? And the second thing they do is they looked the incursion into the organization could come from a supplier related risk, right? It could be an IT access provided to a supplier leading to an IT supplier, or it could be a non-IT supplier leading to an exposure. And it could be an authorized third party software used within the organization's IT infrastructure as well. And you know, when you look at what really happens during these supply chain attacks is compromising trusted IT assets by weaponizing the software with backdoors, trojans, and custom malware insertions into trusted IT assets is commonly used, you know, within the targeted organization. And what this does is allow the adversaries to take additional actions to carry out the attack and eventual breaches. So if you look at the SolarWinds Orion Sunburst scenario, a Trojan, right, a sophisticated backdoor was packaged into the SolarWinds Orion software that is used by thousands of organizations around the world. And once these organizations deployed this contaminated versions of the SolarWinds Orion software in the past year, then the Trojan was exploited, right? The sophisticated backdoor was exploited by the nation state actors to provide additional directions using a command and control infrastructure. So, you know, when you really look back and think about all of these planning and steps they had to take, be very patient, right? And then eventually, once they're inside of an organization, you know, be able to stay undetected for long periods of time and eventually, you know, lead to a data breach, for example.
Okay. And it seems like the advanced threats landscape has evolved with these latest software supply chain attacks. So can you talk and speak more to the evolution of the advanced threats landscape in recent years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so great question, Hillary. It's interesting to note that we've gone from defending against run-of-the-mill malware, right? Mm-hmm. I used to focus on the endpoint protection software in area in cybersecurity some time ago. And, you know, it used to be we defended against, you know, your run-of-the-mill malware, right? In terms of your laptops and desktops and servers and IT infrastructure. Then, you know, ransomwares became a substantial issue to defend against, and phishing attacks as well, right? In terms of, incursion points into your IT infrastructure. And the problem is there are so many incursion points, right, into an IT organization's IT infrastructure, right? Whether it's phishing attacks, credential theft and abuse, right? Now, because organizations having to scale up remote access worldwide, there's also incursion points through VPN termination points. And then there is weak cloud security implementations, right, as well. So the issue is the attack footprint has gone up, substantially. And, all it takes is this one attempt using these one of these techniques, right, to get into an organization. And the reality today is, we live in a post-compromised world, right?
Yeah.
Because the adversaries, right, if you think about it, the adversaries, all it takes is that one attempt and they're in, right? They're in our networks and they patiently conduct multi-month long campaigns and they carry out reconnaissance activities. They move around the network. We call it lateral movements, right, without getting detected. They use techniques. It's very scary. They would use, like in the Orion example, in the SolarWinds Orion Sunburst example, the way the nation state actors exploited the backdoor is to use living off the land techniques, right? So a specific technique example would be to use PowerShell capability embedded into the operating systems that enable the attackers to blend into the victim's network and hide their activity in a sea of legitimate processes. So it's very difficult for the security teams to sometimes detect there is a presence of adversaries in the environment. And, eventually this leads to these different types of security incidents and breaches. So that is the challenge we're dealing with today when you think about, how the advanced threat landscapes have changed.
Okay, thank you. And so with that all in context, what are organizations doing to protect themselves from these advanced threat attacks, like supply chain attacks and sophisticated adversaries and nation state actors? And in addition to that, specifically, how can ExtraHop help them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the key things that organizations have been doing and they need to continue to do is to evolve their security operations tooling and processes to deal with evolving advanced threats, right? So you need to bring threat telemetry data sources from network, endpoint, and cloud together to deal with these evolving advanced threats, right? Because, the point that I raised earlier, all it takes is that one attempt, and for the incursion to happen. So you need to pull the threat telemetry together from different sources and then have really well thought out, tooling and processes in place to be able to continue to monitor and respond to these ongoing threats. So the area we focus on, network-based threat detection and response, there has been legacy approaches in the past, for example, intrusion detection and prevention systems, right? IDPS systems. And there's also like siloed use of network forensic systems where security or IT teams will collect packet capture to investigate incidents. There has been a lot of challenges with those legacy approaches where you don't use an ML AI-based approach to threat detection because there is a lot of noise, right? And you're looking to find the needle in the haystack. You have to apply ML AI capabilities to network data to be able to find the needle in the haystack and focus your investigation on the high risk scenarios. So this is where we have innovated in the network detection and response technology by applying ML AI capabilities to network data for threat detection. And then also bringing investigation capabilities with forensics to help the security team. So when you look at a RevealX 360 solution, it takes stealthy defense. We call it stealthy because we're observing the network passively, right? The attackers don't even know that we are there. And we take that stealthy defense to the next level by delivering the network detection response in a SaaS solution as well. So it reduces the burden to deploy and manage, and then help the security and the IT teams deploy across multi-cloud, hybrid cloud, on-premises data center, campus environments, wherever they need to monitor, their high-risk environments, as well as environments that needs protection, and all managed through a single web-based console. So, making sure you could provide a 360 perspective to their footprint, right? And enable ongoing monitoring and assessing the environment, and then be able to investigate, suspicious activities, and then be able to tie that together with other tooling, right? Other processes that the teams have to be able to better, defend their environment.
That's fantastic. Well, Sri, it's been so great speaking with you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Hillary. Really enjoyed it.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. The Ground Truth is brought to you by ExtraHop, a cyber analytics and security provider specializing in cloud-native network detection and response for hybrid enterprises. To learn more about our sponsor, ExtraHop, visit extrahop.com, and you can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.